This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, besties. Welcome back to another episode of From Blended to Besties. We are on episode 6 today.
6.
Yes. We do not have a I Need a Bestie segment today because we only had one. And yeah, we used it already.
We forgot to kind of like tell you guys about it. So.
And I forgot.
So if you do need a bestie, make sure you email us at fromblendedtobesties@gmail.com and we could feature you in the next one.
Yes.
Today we are going to be talking about controversial parenting methods for babies. I know we've done one before with like older kids, but so this one is specifically for small children and newborns. So we are going to be getting Tiffany's hot takes.
Small children, like the topic is small children and newborns?
No, like controversial.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
What you plan on doing. And what's funny is in past podcasts, we have Tiffany's opinion from the past. So we can kind of compare and contrast.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Because things have already changed so much. I'm never going to blah, 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 blah with my child. And it's already starting to change. And I'm like, things change when you are pregnant with your own child, ma'am.
I'm so scared.
Yep. I will not be doing all the editing, comparing and contrasting past and present. So you guys just have to go back and listen.
No, I love that.
First up is bottle versus breasts.
Bottle versus breast. So
this is funny too, because I know your opinion before.
Well, my opinion and Mike's opinion are two very different opinions. That I think was the biggest catalyst. I've always been, I was a bottle baby. My mom did not breastfeed me or my brother. So I was definitely in the mindset of I'm going to do the exact same thing. And Mike was very much like breastfeed for the baby's sake. And we argued about it all the time because I was like, it's my titties and my decision.
Mm-hmm. That was her big thing for a while was I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do bottle because it's my titties and that's what I want to do.
Yeah, I wanted to bottle. We sat down actually before I got pregnant. We sat down when we started doing fertility things. I was like, I would do pumping and I don't know what that's called, like pumping and like putting the breast milk in the bottle. I think it's called something different, or maybe exclusive breastfeeding, I think is the thing.
That's only the boob.
Then I was thinking of like not doing exclusive breastfeeding, just doing the pumping and doing the breastfeeding through the bottle. That way I was like, let's compromise like that. And that's where we were both like, great, like baby mm-hmm. doesn't touch the titties and the baby still gets breast milk. That was a great compromise. That's how we started the fertility thing, because I think if we didn't agree, Mike was not doing no fertility things. And just after having people talk to me and they're like giving their opinions and stuff like that, I said that I would try breastfeeding. I did speak to someone who helped with some of the stigmas that I was bothered with, that I thought would happen or things that would cause. So I was like, okay, you know, some things I thought were a little bit different. I'm definitely nervous and scared about the whole fucking thing though. Like, one, people have said that it's gonna hurt, and that is fucking terrifying. People are saying that the baby like bites and stuff.
Baby does bite.
The pain that it causes.
It does.
It definitely all scares me. Am I willing to try it? Yes. Am I terrified? Yes.
You got to think it like this. Like, one, people do it all over the world, you know, without the stuff that we have to help us. And two, like, it's going to suck, but I wasn't able to breastfeed It sucks. If I had the option to, I 100% would have. I am 100%. I'm fed as best.
That's all I was gonna say. Like, I'm definitely fed as best. I don't think there's one that's a preference to another.
If you just want to formula feed, that's great. If you just want to breastfeed, that's great. Me, I wanted to breastfeed. It's cheaper. You know, the stuff's already coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, I dried up with Michael. And then with Bryce, I hardly had anything come out. So I would have definitely done it. But it does fucking hurt. I pumped my titties for Michael to the point where there was blood in the bottle. And Mike was like, yeah, Mike was like, you can't feed him that. And I'm like, but why? I just spent an hour pumping my tits.
I know.
Like literally blood in the bottle. Yeah. It hurts. It does hurt. But I would assume, I can't really say that it gets better because obviously I wasn't really able to. But yeah. I've heard, you know.
I see a lot of people, I think I've seen so many negatives about it that I think is definitely what scared me off. And when Mike and I were talking about it, that he was like, this is super important for like the baby. And I was like, they're my boobs. Like, don't make me do like something with like my boobs that I don't want to. And then like within the last year, I'm like, I want to do what's best for like the baby and stuff. And I'm like, but I'm nervous. I'm not going to fucking lie. I am nervous.
You need to get nipple butter.
I put that on the list.
Yeah, because your
nipples will crack. They had a bunch of different things. They were saying like, you can get is it mastocysts or something like that? Like you can get something stuck in there.
Like a clogged duct?
I think so. I don't know. I'm fucking learning about new breastfeeding stuff now.
I'm not even fucking pregnant. I think I have breast cancer every single time. It's a clogged duct.
Just seeing some people, I think definitely people scared me away from it. So I was definitely anti-breastfeeding. And I'm trying to, like, talk to people who are more, like, pro about it. But it's also hard, though, because the people that I talk to that are pro about it think formula is, like, the devil. Yeah. And that's, like, I'm, like, I just want an honest answer. And my poor doctor who has to deal with me saying anything, I'm, like, I just want both sides. Like, I just need an informed decision because I'm so nervous, and especially changing a decision that for years I was dead set on formula if I ever got pregnant is definitely like a scary thing to the point now that like I'm focusing like on so much on breastfeeding that I'm like, what if I do fucking have to do formula? Which one do I pick? You told me there's millions. Yeah, now I'm like fucking freaking out. Like, it's stressful.
It is stressful, but you know what's great?
I want to order McDonald's for the damn baby.
One, you don't have to make a decision right now, and two,
but you have to prepare because like people were saying there's different bottles for different things, like versus breastfeeding to bottle feeding, which I had no fucking idea there was a different bottle.
They'll give you bottles at the hospital. They when you leave the hospital, they will make sure that your baby is good to go. They will not let you leave if they won't even let you leave if you don't have a car seat in your car. They walk you out and they you'll leave with diapers, you'll leave with a little wipe kit, like you'll leave with stuff, you'll be good. You need a lactation doctor because you're not able to breastfeed. They will have one come to your house. They'll have lactation stuff. People come in constantly to help you latch if that's something that you want to do. You'll be fine. And then you know what? You'll have a formula or whatever. Baby doesn't like it. Target. You literally live right across the street from Target. You can go pick up another one. You can have a Target, I think, will give you samples. They didn't give any.
I did the Target baby thing. Oh, maybe because the
formula suited.
Yeah, there was no formula samples. I think there's an event that Mike and I are going to that we can get formula samples. But then again, like, I passed by the damn baby aisle the other day. Like, why? I know there's some, like, for, like, colicky babies and hypoallergenic babies. But, like, there's so many options. And it's not, like, the different flavors, which I thought originally could have been different flavors. Okay. I'm like, I don't get it. Like, which one's the best one? Like, why do you have a preference? And there's limitations. You can only buy two.
Because of the formula shortage.
Oh, okay. It's so confusing.
It used to not be like that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just absolutely insane. And then, like, that specific one that you were saying that it's, like, super expensive. Like,
what's it called? Something with an N. That's like a last resort. Nutrimogen or something. Yeah. There's all kinds. I would just, we did Similac just because they used to hand out coupons. It was like $10 off or like $8 off. And we would get them in the mail and they would like send like 10 of them. So we did that because that was the cheapest formula we could afford. And luckily Michael was simple. He was boom, boom. You know, he did Similac. Bryce, on the other hand, my God, he was the fucking opposite. He could not do any formula. He was throwing them all up.
Yeah.
Luckily, by the time we had gone through every single one, he was ready to start solids. So
you could give up on it.
Yeah, literally. We're just like, whatever. We're just going to move along because It was the next step was Nutramigen.
Yeah.
And I was like, I cannot afford that. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I literally cannot afford. He was going through like a can of formula week. It was like $40 a week just for, absolutely not.
I saw a lot of moms on a mom page that I follow on Facebook. I guess Infamil, it might be the brand. They send out packages to moms with like a free container or whatever it's called. And there was like a bunch of moms that were like, my baby doesn't take this formula. Do you want it? It was for free for me. It could be free for you. So they were just like passing them around, which I thought was super cool. And I signed up for it when I saw that because I was like, just in case if it does, they said they send like one free container out every 2 months. Just like
Infamil was a good one. Bryce was on that for a little bit and then something happened and he was on the sensitive, whatever the yellow can was.
Oh, this is the yellow can I think that they gave out. There was like a yellow and a blue can, but still, I don't know what any of the stuff means.
Our whole pantry in our house was nothing but
formulas.
Yeah. He went through every single one. It was the worst.
Why didn't you consider, because I saw that this was an option or someone brought it up, you could get breast milk from like someone else or a center or something? You have to pay for it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Girl, I could barely afford formula. There was no way in hell. No,
I saw that people said you can donate your breast milk to whatever this center is, and like the center gives the breast milk to other people. But I didn't know they were charging people to get the breast milk.
And they might not be. I think I'm just assuming that they would be charging, and why would they not? You know, like.
Yeah, I didn't look into it. I just had no idea that you could donate your breast milk to other people. I was like, that's interesting. Because I didn't know that the baby could have like someone else's breast milk. I didn't know if there was like something tied to it that it's your body or DNA or whatever. As long as the person's
not like drinking or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. But yeah, trying to learn all the information has been a lot. It's been very stressful.
I love that for you.
That's your next thing. I got anxiety already. All right,
so this has been a really hot topic. There's actually a creator who's kind of known for doing this. So there's, you know, baby clothes. It's a mom who she does her dressing up her baby, and then the grandma dresses up the baby.
And exactly, as soon as you said it,
like the grandma has more of like a traditional like little girl clothes. Like
I wouldn't say a traditional. It's very very like. Kitty-like. Little girl,
yeah,
because it's excessive too. It's like two like sides of excessive.
And then there's the daughter who dresses her in like it looks like an outfit that I would wear.
Yeah,
like where do you think you're gonna fall in line?
I don't know. I don't like the grandma's outfits. I've seen them and they're just like too much. I do like some of the super cute outfits. One, I think I've seen a couple of crop tops on her that I think is absolutely insane. That's not appropriate.
I
could
not imagine putting a baby, in.
Yeah.
A crop top and like a bikini. Like, why does your baby in a bikini?
Yeah, no. I think like when they had I don't know if you saw, there was a shirt that an outfit that came out. It was like flare pants for a baby. Mm-hmm. It had pumpkins all over it. Mm-hmm. And then it said like mama's little pumpkin. And it was like kind of like this where like it showed off the shoulders a little bit. That I thought was cute. And it's like different than your typical baby onesies.
Mm-hmm.
But one, like, I know better than to, like, spend a bunch of money on baby's clothes because everyone's already telling me, like, they're only going to wear it once and never again type of thing.
Throw up all over it.
Yeah. And two, convenience. Like, some of these clothes are difficult to take off babies. And if they're, like, shitting and thrown up all over yourself, you don't want to be taking forever trying to clean stuff. And they're only babies once. I just don't know why some of these outfits, like, she looks like a full teenager.
And not just that, like, I've seen it a lot, like.
Some are cute, though. Like, some, like, the bodysuit-looking ones with, like, jeans. Like, they're cute. They're simple and they're cute, but, like, crop tops.
Are you going to have your daughter wearing, like, as, like, a two-year-old, like, skinny jeans?
Like, I don't even think I want to. I think I've put, and my sister Gabby, jeans once on a baby, and that is so hard. They don't stay still. The jeans are not comfortable for the baby. The jeans aren't comfortable, period. It's just very difficult that, like, the fleece pants are just so much better.
I just think it's, like, yes, the baby looks cute, and I get it. But, I don't know. I always fall back to, like, let kids just, like, be kids. If your kid wants to wear a Paw Patrol shirt, let them wear the fucking Paw Patrol shirt. Like, they don't have to be wearing, like, a lace cardigan and, like, a bodysuit and, you know, leggings and Ugg boots. Like, let the fucking kid wear a Dora the Explorer shirt if she wants to.
I would do an outfit like that if we were doing, like, a fall photo shoot. Yeah, like, something where, like, we're all doing really cute outfits. Like, I really don't like, even, like, with Michael, like, if we're doing a photo shoot for him to wear, like, a turd that says Mondays.
I can't do Mondays, and it's literally like a piece of crap on it.
It's a turd. I hate that shirt so much, and I know I'm the one who bought it, and I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that. Like, anytime we do photos, it needs to be plain colored clothes, nice and simple. Any other time, wear the turd. I don't care. But for photo shoots, I would prefer like cute clothes like that. But also understand, like, you have a 2-year-old, not a 12, 13-year-old that's wearing crop tops. Or, like, I like ripped jeans, but, like, when you're hitting, like, the ripped a little too high, that's, like, questionable. Like,
and, like, these mini skirts. Like, why is your fucking baby wearing a mini skirt?
Yeah, no.
Like, her diaper's hanging out.
I don't like skirts on, like, 10 or 11-year-old girls. I just feel like, because, like, they're too busy playing around and being rambunctious that it's, like.
Unless you have, like, shorts underneath or something.
Or
like,
a skirt or something.
I don't know. I don't see what the rush is. They can dress like that when they're teenagers, in my opinion. Like.
But she's not wearing a turkey headband. Like, I saw that the grandma was giving her.
She might be if I buy one.
Because those are also ugly.
Yeah,
the Christmas outfits are cute.
I know. Like, she does. I mean, grandma goes a little ham, but I don't know. I think there's just such a difference between, like, what I was fucking wearing when I was a kid. Like, Lion King, you know, shirt with, like, a pair of shorts or whatever, like, versus, like, what some of these creators do. Like, their kids just look uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know your kid wants to wear the Blippi shirt.
Yeah.
They love Blippi. Like, why are you putting them in, like, these clothes? I don't know.
Just that, like, how, like, Garanimals does the whole, you can return it if, like, it gets damaged and stuff to Target and they give you a new one. Like, that's a great deal, guys.
I honestly really hate you so much right now because Garanimals is fucking Walmart.
Is it?
Yes.
No, so that's the wrong brand that I'm talking about because it's not Garanimals. It's Cat Target. Is it Cat and Jack? My bad, it's Cat and Jack.
Girl, dude. Girl, send her home.
I am home. Send me to bed right now.
Okay, so let's do the baby leash.
The baby leash?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would do a baby leash.
I never did a baby leash.
In my Hispanic culture, they're like, you grab that baby real quick.
Yeah, my kids held my hand. And Bryce still holds my hand to this day. He's 6. Michael's to the point, I think he stopped holding my hand, like, last year, probably, like, a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they would always hold my hand. Like, there was no, I never even thought, there was one time when Michael was 3 or 2. He must have been 2, because Mike and I were still together. He must have been 2. He let go of my hand in a parking lot and took off, because he thought he saw my car, but our car was on the other side. He never did it again.
I'll say
that. He never did it again. I never had an issue like that with Bryce. Just because I would always tell him, you're going to get hit by a car and die. And they never did. I don't know. Like, it worked. I never had to put my kid on a leash. I never had to, like, even, like, at theme parks and stuff. My kids never, I had them in a stroller up until they were able to walk. And my kids never needed a leash.
Yeah.
And I posted about this on Facebook. I don't know if you saw.
I did see a couple of comments. I think most of the comments, they were 4, so I kind of, like, got off. I didn't see any type of controversy or anything.
And I get why people do it. I will say that.
So, like, do I. I think it might make people's lives easier, like, especially if they have multiple kids or they're, you know, doing stuff and they can't pay attention and stuff. But, like, the way that I was raised and the threats that, you know, my mother gave me that I know I can implement, just, like, you have to teach the kids not to run away. I know the leash is meant to allow them to explore, walk around, and be a little bit independent, but you also have to show them that they can't just walk away.
You can't just walk away from your family.
Yeah.
And someone said, which is a good point, a lady said on that post, she said, I'd rather have them on a leash than kidnapped, which I get, because, you know, these day and age, again, I had Michael 12 years ago. I mean, granted, kidnapping was still going on then, but I don't know, I just, and another lady brought up that, like, her kids were, like, autistic. And so she couldn't
It easier.
She would have them. So, I mean, like, I get it. There's no shaming. We're not mom shaming or anything. We're just asking for opinions, just for the record. If you have your kid on a leash, no issue. Because I'm sure if I had multiple kids, like,
especially if you're by yourself with multiple kids, I think it might
be easier. I don't think I still would. I think I would buy one of those little 3-seater strollers and maybe have them in there. But
I just think the way that I grew up, that just a quick pat on the head and be like, don't you dare do that again. I mean, we were always, even as soon as my mom was stopped or walking, like, at her at her, like, knees or ankles or whatever. So I think we would just be the same. We wouldn't, I mean, we personally probably wouldn't that.
No leashes for me. Okay, so how are you with crying it out in sleep training?
You know, I just read about this yesterday. I don't know a thing about sleep training or crying it out. I guess there was a mom who was trying to do it with her baby who was, I guess, 5 or 6 weeks, and people were roasting her.
Yeah, it's, like, very, like, frowned upon now.
So there was a sleeping consultant that was on the forum that I was like reading it up on. So they were like saying there's like ages where you start that. You obviously don't start at 5 weeks. Baby depends on you. It's a newborn.
Well, yeah, they're still eating like every couple hours.
I think she said you started at like 5 months or stuff like that. I don't know anything about it. So I can't really like figure it out. I knew we were raised on the cry it out method. My cousins and all were on the cry it out method. We really didn't, or like our family never did the whole coddling thing. They were like, you know, they'll be fine or whatnot. Don't know the ages or remember to even know how it was. I do have a friend who said she was going to do the cry it out method, and she said her heart couldn't do it. Like as soon as her daughter started crying, she said she grabbed her every single second, and that poor girl was attached to the hip with her.
Yeah.
So I just don't know. I don't know because I don't know. I haven't done research to know how it affects. Like, we were just talking about not too long ago all the different reasons that a baby would cry. Like, how do you know what the reasons are? Like, how do you check and stuff like that? So I have no fucking idea. I would want to do the best possible outcome so that we both get sleep. But I just don't know. We do have the only decision that I know so far is because I know people choose to, like, co-sleep so they don't have to do the cry-it-out method. Mike and I toss and turn way too freaking much. So the baby is going to have its own room. She's going to have her own crib, her own space.
We're currently in it right now.
Yeah. This is going to be it. It's going to be green. But I don't know. I have no idea. I think I would probably try everything once to see like how it is and stuff like that. I also don't know if I'm going to be that type of person to be like, because I've seen friends who like were super like not emotional, and then like the minute their baby cried, like they were basically crying too. Or if their baby got shots, they were bawling. And I'm like, I can't see myself bawling if I saw my baby get a shot, but then I don't know if that changes. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to be. If I'm going to be super emotional and be like, she can't cry, or if I'll be like, she's fine. So I guess it's something that we'll figure out when we get there.
Yeah. We did the we obviously, like, we waited until, like, 5-6 months. I did co-sleep with both the kids just because I know for a fact I don't toss and turn when I sleep. Trust me, it's a curse. It's still, to this day, every single time I need to roll over in bed, I wake up fully and have to roll over.
Yeah.
But so I was able to put my arm out kind of like a letter L and have, you know, the baby sleep on that side of me. And that was up until they were around, like, whenever they decided to stop eating, you know, all throughout the night.
Oh, like night feedings and stuff?
Yeah, because, you know, when the baby's born, it's like every 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as they're able to hold more formula, they obviously can go longer in between feedings. So I think it was when, I don't remember his exact age, but when he was going like 4 or 5 hours in between feedings, I, you know, if he was crying in between that time and I know, you know, he had just eaten a couple hours ago, he needs to kind of figure it out because mom's got to work in the morning, you know, like I need to sleep too. And there was times that, you know, I would grab him and stuff. I think it just depended on how fucking tired I was.
Yeah.
I don't know. And if I knew he was fine, you know, because there was times where he was just ready to party at fucking 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, we're not doing that.
Who was this one that was ready to party? I love that for him.
Of course it was Bryce. You know, and you have a baby monitor too, so you can look and see, like, you're fine. You know, lay back down. Because, you know, when they're sitting up too, they can sit up and they're just looking at you and it's like, lay back down and go to bed. So we did a little bit of both. I feel like, I don't really remember. Honestly, like, that time of my life, you're so tired. It's, like, really hard to remember. Your body, like, blocks it out.
That's what people were saying, that they were, like, exhausted.
Yeah.
And that they were, you know, debating. They were like, some of these people were rude, obviously, with this lady. They were like, you're supposed to be exhausted. Like, you just had a baby and stuff like that. And then, like, how are you saying, like, if people have jobs and stuff,
like, how do they deal with it? Yeah, not to the point where it's dangerous for you to drive to work. Like, they were so sleep deprived. Like, there were days when I couldn't even remember getting to work.
Really?
Yeah.
There was people who were saying that they were, like, so sleep exhausted that when they were feeding the baby, they would, like, let go because they'd forget that they were holding the baby.
I have definitely fallen asleep feeding Bryce. Like, and I was in a rocking chair, but true story.
So I don't know. But, like, obviously the baby will have its own bassinet. It's the bedside bassinets that we would put in the room, so she still has her own space next to us. Mm-hmm. But definitely I don't know what the word is, like changing into when it's appropriate to doing the whole crib in your own room and just getting used to that, like her having her own space. Because a lot of people were saying like wherever she sleeps for the longest is where she gets familiarized mm-hmm. with. And it's like she should be familiarized with her room and not our room. This room, I'm hoping that we could do like shades to make it super dark. Our room is bright all the time.
You know what helps too is like when it's nap time for the baby, putting the baby in the crib and stuff. Because they're only sleeping for like a short period of time. Mm-hmm. And then when you go to bed, you know.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess we'll just figure it out.
Sleep training. So yeah, we already talked about bed sharing. How do you feel about baby sucking the thumb versus sucking on a pacifier?
Like, is there a preference one over the other?
I guess. I don't know. That was just on the thing.
No. I don't know. I don't really know a
lot
of...
They both fuck up your teeth.
Yeah. Obviously, a pacifier is necessary when they're young and stuff like that. I told Megan not too long ago that I was a baby. I was not a baby. I was like a toddler. Oh. I was too old to be on a bottle, and I was still very reliant on a bottle, so it definitely messed my teeth up when I was younger. My mom didn't have the heart to let us let go of the bottle, so we had it for way longer than it was needed. It was my stepdad who came over and was like, why is this grown-ass child with the bottle? And he took it away like whole turkey.
Really?
Yep. And we cried and cried. And apparently we got over it. But he was like, absolutely not. They're too old for that. So I definitely agree with that. We never sucked our thumbs. That wasn't a thing for us. I don't know why. Like, if babies suck their thumbs because they're missing a pacifier. Like,
yeah, they...
Because not every baby does
suck
that.
On something. Bryce used to suck on his, like... He wouldn't suck on his thumb. He'd suck on, like, his fist uh-huh. and then he started on the lip. He'd be like, he started sucking on his lip because I would always take his hand out of his mouth and be like, you know, no, you know, no.
Like, I can't take my lip out.
I know, I can't take my lip. And so he sometimes, even to this day, like you'd see him in the backseat of the car, he's like,
I love that for him.
And I'm like, fucking stop.
Yeah, no, I have known people who've sucked their thumbs for a really long time. Definitely messes up your teeth. Mm-hmm. Even your jaw. Pacifier and everything messes up your teeth. I definitely would follow whatever rules or guidelines they have based on age of, like, when the baby's supposed to stop with a pacifier to stop with a pacifier. Especially that it can get to be a habit that is really, really hard to break for a child.
They need to learn to self-soothe. Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what I would do with the freaking thumbs. I've seen, like, people do, like, the little hot sauce on the baby's thumb, and I'm like, oh, girl, no!
Oh, my God. All right, so how do you feel now that you're pregnant about gentle parenting? Like, what do you think your parenting style is going to be? Like, is it going to be more of the same that you do for the boys? Like,
oh, when Mike Bryce and I had this discussion the other day.
Like, are you going to be treating them all the same, or is she going to be different?
I told Mike, and I was like, you know, the word no is still going to apply. And I'm like, just because, like, it's a girl or it's a little baby, like... She doesn't get to just get whatever she wants. And I'm like, she doesn't get to get, like, a bunch of toys. I'm like, you still have to have, like, the same rules. And I was like, because I know you're going to see her. She's going to be like, no, you can't just – you can't do that because you're going to raise a spoiled child. And, like, we're already dealing with spoiledness mm-hmm. and how we have to combat it. And, like, you have to just stick to it. Like, she's still going to have a good life. She's still going to have what she needs. Do not add more to it.
Like, you don't want Michael to see it, too, and be like, you know, because, listen –
Like a favoritism.
Because listen, it happened to me. We talk about this all the time.
It happened to me.
Yep.
That was like, my must dad. Be nice. Because I had the no word all the time. But like my younger siblings didn't know what no meant.
Yep. And there was a clear difference. Clear.
That used to piss me off.
That still pisses me off. To this day, I call Tiffany all the time. And I'm like, guess what?
Yeah. No. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I don't want to raise like a spoiled child. I don't think that it's like okay or anything like that. Even if it's like a little girl doing like a face thing, and I was like, not.
Bryce doesn't work for me.
Bryce tries to do that cutesy face all the time, and I'm like, it doesn't work like that. He'll like look at me, and I'm like,
no.
It worked a little easier at 3 years old, but just trying to like set the boundaries and have the same rules. And it's just so much easier to do the same rules because you're used to it. Like the whole like the baby doesn't get every single freaking toy it wants. Like the kids already don't get every single freaking mm-hmm. toy they want. Like just establish that. Don't, because you're gonna screw yourself over. It's gonna bite you in the ass afterwards. Mm-hmm. That's what I personally feel like.
In one way or another. Mm-hmm. In one way where, you know, your older son's gonna have some kind of resentment or whatever towards you. And two, you're gonna have a spoiled kid.
Yeah. And like disciplining and stuff like that. Like I was telling Mike and I was like, it has to be like the same type of things. Like you can't just be like easy on her because it's just a girl. Like mm-hmm. it's still a child. It doesn't change because it's like a female versus a male. And one thing that I see all the time that I'm like, I don't want this to happen with my damn child is like all these little toddlers that are like hitting their parents.
Ooh,
like,
bitch. Absolutely.
Doing whatever.
Not.
And I'm like, why are you not saying, like, no? Like, I get it's little and it's like two and stuff. The biting, the like hitting
never
and stuff.
Bit.
I just.
Blessed. They never bit.
I tell you, my mom instilled the fear in us since we were little. And I need to know exactly how she instilled that fear and instill it as soon as possible. So, yeah. No.
The attitude's going to be out of control. You already know it.
I already have
Girl,
an attitude myself.
I know. You already have an attitude. Mike's already got an attitude. Like, this baby, at least with me and Travis, like, Travis doesn't really have an attitude. Like, all Bryce's attitude is obviously for me.
No, I love that for you.
Travis is very, like, mellow. So, Bryce isn't
as like
bad.
I feel
like
he, like, took the cup of your attitude and, like, has it full of, because Bryce is sassy. It's full of. He's just very sassy.
And so,
like,
is Michael.
But when Bryce talks back, or, like, not talks back, but, like, when he talks to you at his age at 6 years old, like, I've never wanted to square up with a child so much. No. And I just look at him, and then he just looks at you and smiles, like, let's go. And
yeah, like, he's like, fight me right now. It's like, let's go. You won't.
I know.
And then Michael and his sarcasm. He's so sarcastic and just so, yeah. Like, I'm like, oh my God, you are your fucking father's son. You're getting on my last nerve already.
Michael's definitely the age, though, too, though, because Michael at 6 wasn't as sassy as Bryce is. Michael is definitely a little more, like, on
yeah,
the sweeter
Bryce
side.
Worse.
Bryce
yeah.
was very, very sassy. Because sometimes I'm like, boy, I swear, you may be short, but
yeah,
I'll go down there.
He's still very sweet. He's a sweet kid. Bryce. Listen.
There's a couple of times I texted you and I was like, Megan, I swear to God.
Get this kid. Okay, so germs. Like, how are you, do you think you're going to be with germs? Are you going to be one of those moms who's like, constantly cleaning your baby's hands and it's like, oh my God, everything has to be super sanitized and clean or whatever, like, or are you gonna be like more relaxed, like, oh, dirt's not gonna hurt him, like, it's fine? Like,
I think if the baby is like how I am, where I get sick easily, maybe. I don't know how you find that out though. Like,
I mean, babies,
or if it develops over time or
something.
That's
what sucks is, like, because babies, obviously their immune system isn't built up, so they're gonna have to get sick in order to build their own immune system, and you don't know if it's like. Also, you know, babies sneeze a lot. Like, I was thinking about that. You're like, I hope the baby's not allergic to cats. Babies be sneezing all the time. So
really?
It's kind of hard to tell. Yeah.
I didn't know I was allergic to animals. I wasn't around animals until I was, like, older. So it's not, like, it's something that I could have learned as a baby. But
yeah.
I feel like because I have dogs and you have cats, like, her being exposed early, is that going to help her?
I think it's
going to
help
her.
That's what they say. Yeah. But yeah, your baby's going to get sick. And if you do the opposite and keep them in a bubble, when they do get sick, it's going to be a lot worse. Kind of like, I mean, I had this conversation with Daphne. She was like, you know, I feel like Bryce is always getting sick or whatever. And I was like, unfortunately, you know, he didn't go to daycare. Like, that 2-year span of where he was, you know, could have gone to daycare and got over these sicknesses very quickly and caught everything early. You know, when you're able to recover, you know, obviously the older you get, the longer it takes you to recover. He's going through it now and he's getting at everything now because he didn't go to daycare. So...
Yeah, I don't know, like, how I would be with that, because, I mean, it scares me. Like, I've had cousins who've, like, had their babies have been hospitalized because of how sick they are. I don't want to be a protective germ freak. Mike and I have discussed, like, he's, like, it's necessary for the baby to, like, be around dirt and stuff like that, like, to get used to it. But, like, to a point, like, I would want people to obviously sanitize their hands before holding the baby and stuff like that. Damn, there was a point that I was
getting
to. I think
it, like, varies by age, too. I mean, obviously, like, a newborn baby, you want everyone to, you know, obviously no one's smoking, no one whatever, sanitize your hands.
That is one thing I'm glad about, though. We are not surrounded by smokers.
Yeah, right?
Thank goodness.
Daphne also quit smoking, too.
Really?
Yeah, she hasn't had a cigarette in, like, 4 months. But anyway, so, but versus, like, a 6-month-old baby, you don't have to sanitize your hands every single time you go to the pee room, because that baby's hands aren't clean anyway. You know, that baby's put his hands in his mouth.
And the baby at 6 months old is going to be
a better immune system.
Vaccinated and stuff.
Yeah.
I know there's people who are anti-vaccinated. We are pro-vaccinations here.
Yeah,
my
kids have all their vaccinations.
Our kids will be, or the baby will be vaccinated.
Minus COVID shots. They don't have those.
Yeah. People are very protective and have their opinions. Unfortunately, Mike does research. I don't do research, but Mike does research, and as long as he thinks it's safe, I'm going to trust him in allowing the vaccinations. Mm-hmm. So obviously at 6 months old, I think that's fine. In the beginning, definitely want to do, like Corinne did that, like if you were holding the baby, sanitize your hands, clean your hands.
Too.
Especially with the pets too, like, you know, if Michael's like petting the dogs or cats, like wash your hands before holding the baby, just for us to fucking figure
we
it out.
We did no perfume or cologne also, just because.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, we didn't know how sensitive the baby's skin was going to be. And Bryce ended up, I'll have to show you a picture. I was going through my phone yesterday. He had very sensitive skin when he was a little baby. And you could tell because he would get like little rashes and stuff. So we did no perfume.
Definitely no kissing the baby, I think, is one thing that I want to be big on.
The kissing the baby, but.
No, I think I'm big on like not doing that.
Well, I know you are.
Yeah.
But yeah, you need to make like a list.
Don't even get me started.
But the germs, like it's so funny because with Michael, like. I think I was a little more, one, because, like I said, like, we didn't really have a lot of family, so I didn't really have, like, anyone giving me opinions. I kind of had to do, like, my own research, and of course, whatever you Google, you're going to find an answer that goes with whatever, and then you
can... Especially as a first-time mom, though.
Yeah. So, I kind of just did everything myself. I was a little bit more, like, we have to use this soap, and we have to do this, we have to do that. With Bryce, the second kid, we were just, like, it obviously, like... All the work and stuff and all the stress that I put myself under with Michael, like, was unnecessary.
Yeah.
Bryce was on the floor sharing toys with Murphy. was a dog. It was my brother's dog. He was literally, like, was it a Murphy toy? Was it a Bryce toy? Who knows? They were both sharing. Bryce would, you know, he'd drop his pacifier on the floor. He'd pick it up, stick it back in his mouth, and he's fine.
Yeah. Like, that's so funny.
Some things are just... not worth stressing about, and it's so crazy, like, you see it online all the time, the first kid versus the second kid.
Yeah.
And it's so true, like, you realize that, like, wow, I was really doing the most for no reason.
Yeah. No, that's why I want to be, like, in the middle. I don't want to be a super, like, germaphobe, but I also seen what some of my cousins have gone through and stuff, and I'm like, I don't want to be there, like, either, because it was just traumatizing. So I'm like, just like a little bit, like, weary and stuff. And I even yesterday I was asking Mike about something that I wasn't feeling so great yesterday, and I was like, you Google it, don't let me Google it, just Google it for me, please. But on that same subject, I was seeing some moms who are very scared of like the germs and stuff, and I guess during certain months when you give birth, the baby's more likely to get sick. I don't know
what
they're like, it's like a certain season a baby can get sick more. I didn't read into it. I was confused because I was like, I didn't know there was one season that's highly
like
more
winter
sick
or something, because it's cold.
No idea. But she didn't want to, like, allow people to come and visit the baby because of that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And then that sparked... Girl, some of the drama I see on here, I'm, like, just watching it all. People were saying, like, whether or not you would, like, allow visitors and whatnot. And I was like, the family's going to be around the baby regardless. So, like, whether, like, they meet the baby in the beginning or not, I don't see it as a big deal. And you should trust, hopefully, the family and friends that you bring over that they're not coming over intentionally sick. And, like, damaging to the baby and whatnot.
You would hope.
I hope so.
I've had friends, you know.
Well, I think I only got, like, 4 or 5 people who are coming to the hospital
anyways.
You
would think. And you know what? If you are sick, the baby's not going anywhere, okay? You can wait it out and make sure. Like, think about the baby.
The baby will still be a baby.
It'll still be a baby. You can FaceTime the baby. You know, you can sit outside the window and wave with the baby. Like, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You will be okay. You could wait a little bit to meet the baby. All right, last one, ear piercing. How do you feel about ears? I got my ears pierced when I was 3 months old. My mom went and took me to get my ears pierced.
I got my ears pierced as a baby as well. All of my family members who are females have. It's tradition, Hispanic culture. Mike said absolutely not.
Really?
He is so against it. He thinks it's like abusing the poor baby. He does not. He's hard no. He was like, Tiffany, don't even think about it. Dude, he's like, the one thing that we will not discuss, he's like, the baby's not getting her ears pierced. He is so adamant about that. He says it's just, let her make the decision when she gets older.
Oh, see, I think it would hurt more. And
I don't know.
Like, when a baby's little, like, my mom said that she got mine done so young because they could heal and I wasn't grabbing at my ears.
I got mine done as a baby, too. I don't know. Like, obviously, they weren't affected or anything. They did mess up my left ear piercing. So, like, on the front, it's one hole, but in the back, it's two holes because they, like, messed it up somehow. So, I got two holes for some reason. I don't know. I think my mom got it done, like, at a Claire's or something like that, not, like, at a tattoo shop or anything. So I've always been, like, saying that I would do it. I have no issues
with
it.
We're going to take an emergency trip to Claire's in the baby's born.
Mike would kill you! He is very, very
against it. If I go missing after the baby's born, you know what?
I told him it was fine. I was like, I don't think it's a big deal, like, right now to even, like, discuss it or anything.
So she's going to go, like, her whole, because, I mean, she wouldn't even be able to tell you if she wants her ears pierced, so she's, like, 5 years old.
I don't know. I've never met anyone who, because obviously Hispanics typically get it done as a baby. Like, it's just, like, a tradition thing. So I haven't met any kids who said, like, they made a decision or not to, like, no. I don't know.
I don't know, because I feel like if you don't want them, like, if your daughter is like, oh, you know, I actually didn't want, you just, like, let them close up.
Oh, and I don't really know of any girls who really don't want their ears pierced.
And I guess the argument goes the other way, too, that if she does want her ears pierced, then she could just go get them. But I feel like, at least for me, in my opinion, like, it would be, like, more responsibility on the child to make sure that they're clean.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to worry about their hair getting stuck in them. And, you know, like, at least when they're a baby, they don't have long hair. They're not grabbing at them or messing with them. You know, like.
I think Mike's biggest thing was, like, for what? Like, it's just.
Because they're cute.
To be cute. Yeah. And that's it. And he thinks it's, like, not a good enough reason to do something like that just because it's pretty or it's cute. Which I agree. Like, it's just to make her look cute and stuff like that. And it's not necessary. But I also feel like if it's just, like, a thing you do. I don't know. He's very against it. He's like, absolutely not.
Oh my god. It's just another reason we would have never worked out.
I know. He's like, absolutely not. Born,
been like, to the ear salon. Let's get pierced, baby.
So I brought it up a couple of times. His answer hasn't changed. So we'll see. I told him,
wait, this is what we're going
to
do.
Girl, we are not doing without him knowing. I'm not trying to get murdered. He will murder me.
No, I've got something. It's psychological warfare. So
I'm
watch.
Scared.
I'm going to set up a bunch of people who are going to go call your daughter a boy. They're like, oh, he's so cute. And then eventually he's going to get so tired of people assuming that she's a boy that he'll be like, okay, maybe she does need some earrings.
So you're going to self-consciously bully the child? Yeah.
No, not the child, Mike. It's not her fault that she, you know, could possibly be looking like a boy. It's her dad's fault for not letting her get earrings.
Oh my god.
Bullying.
Goodness.
You got to play chess, not checkers.
No, I love that.
I'll start getting the list ready now. We'll get some people on standby.
I know. I wonder if we have guys who like listen to our podcast or maybe husbands who like feel the same way to see like what their thoughts are. Because I think it's a guy thing. Like, I don't really see women who are like, I don't want my daughter's like ears pierced.
There's a lot of moms, especially now, I feel like, that are very anti, just like let them, you know, come up with
decide. Their own
moms.
Really?
Yeah, with a That's lot so of things. Weird.
Yeah.
Like, back in the day, we didn't have really a whole lot of choice in, I feel like, a lot of things that kids do these days.
Well, just, like, the freaking idea of circumcision is such a controversial topic, which, it's insane. Because, like, that is technically, like, I don't want to say necessary because people are saying it's not necessary. But, like, there's a reasoning. Like, you're not chopping it off just to make it look pretty. Like, there's whatever. I don't know much about
circumcision. It's not necessary. It does make it easier.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
But some people are saying, like, the boy would, like, regret it when he gets older for life.
Yeah, it takes the sensitivity away from the tip or whatever. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, you know,
but seeing that same instance, like, Mike would be pro-circumcision.
Yeah, that's
what
I did.
But he's anti, like, ear piercing.
Yeah,
like,
I told both Travis and Mike, I said, I don't have a wiener. That's up to you. If you guys want,
because
you guys, you know. Maybe they have one, maybe they don't, who knows? I'm like, it's up. I don't want to be out here putting their stuff on blast. But I was like, that's you guys' wheelhouse.
Like, based on if you have it done or not.
I was like,
I
don't have one of those, so that's not for me, you know?
Yeah.
It's nipple piercings, and I could talk to our daughter about it, but we're not, you know, that's up to you guys. And they both made the decision for our kids.
Yeah.
So, and I said, if it would have gone either way, I would have signed them on both, so.
Yeah. I don't think we even had a discussion when it came to circumcisions when it was brought up when we did the first paperwork before we knew, because you had to like sign a paper that said it already. Like, I like fucking 10 weeks.
Yeah.
You have to sign a damn paperwork.
It costs money too. $300.
I don't know why they had to sign it so early. I think to like prepare or to give you information. I don't know what it was. But I was just kind of like, yeah, like I don't know. I don't think we really discussed it. I was like, if you think it's best or whatever. And he's like, do you have anything against it? And I was like, all I know is that I've never seen it not like that. So I don't know. I know
one.
It's like a majority in society. Not that I've seen a lot of them have had it circumcised. So like, I really haven't met anyone to be like, why did you decide?
Have a conversation?
Yeah. Here? Like, I don't know. I've never seen it like that to know anyone had a preference, or I've never met any guy who was like, I wish I wasn't. So, I mean, I didn't see it really affecting a male the way people say that it does. But then again, I don't sit guys and be like, do you regret the way your penis looks?
Yeah, I just left it them. I will say, though, I've never cried harder, and I've never heard a noise.
Are you there for it?
Yeah, I was in the waiting room. They take your baby in the back.
Do they do it, like, right when the baby's born?
No, it's, like, after.
Oh.
A little bit. It was, like, a couple weeks after. And I heard Michael scream.
Really?
It broke my heart. Like, I cried the entire way home.
Mm-hmm.
I sat in the back with him, and I bawled my eyes out.
Was he still crying when he came out?
Yeah.
Really? Damn.
Yep. And then he fell asleep on the way home, and I was just bawling my eyes out. Oh, my God. I was crying so much, and every single time I had to look at it, I was just crying. Oh, it was terrible.
How about when Bryce had it done?
Travis was with me. I remember that. And I didn't hear him get it done like I did with Michael, but he was crying when they gave him back to me mm-hmm. in the car seat. And I cried also.
And I cried also.
But
I mean, I'm sure it hurts.
I'm sure it does too. Have you ever seen it done?
I feel like someone explained it, or I've seen like a diagram of it, but like, no.
Oh, God, I just thought about it.
Don't like remember exactly like what the situation is for it. But I did see some sort of diagram that I was like, oh no.
Oh no. Yeah, I left it up to their dads and they were pro, so good for them. It's not my fault and they don't remember it, you know.
Yeah.
And like I said, they both slept on the way home, I guess, from just being exhausted. But it's like a quick procedure or whatever, and you have to take care of it, and it was just, oh, I just remember, I just heard him scream. I knew, you know, they have other babies back there, but I knew which one was Michael.
Yeah.
And I heard it, oh, and I still hear it in my head sometimes. It was just traumatizing.
Yeah. Aw. No, I can only imagine. Terrible.
Let's see what else. I think that's pretty much it. That's it.
No, I love that.
Boom.
Yeah, I think just, like, very nervous.
I think your opinions can change, too. I think that's what's amazing about parenting, is especially if you don't have your own child, you think you're going to do it one way, and then your kid fucking hits you with a whole different personality you didn't even know, and then you're like, oh, shit, okay, so we're doing it this way, you know? Yeah. And you can change. Like, there's no way saying, like, oh, well, I'm strictly breast, you know, only,
yeah.
And then, you know, because shit happens, and, you know, like, I don't like this. This sucks. Like, I don't want to be, you know, breastfeeding anymore. We're going to do the bottle.
I also think that because of the childhood that I had, like, I had a fairly good childhood. I was happy with my childhood. And I really reflect on my childhood when it comes to, like, with Michael and Bryce and stuff like that. That, like, that's, like, my foundation. Mm-hmm. Like, I know some people are like, I don't want to do what I, like, was raised in. But I was like, no, I had a great childhood. Like, mm-hmm. everything that, like, I had to go through and how I was parented is exactly like how I want to be, and like so far, like, so good. Like, I feel like there's nothing that, like, I really wish I would change. I mean, maybe having both.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I love that. See, mine was like the opposite. I have like a whole list of things that I will not be doing because of my childhood.
Maybe a mom and dad together would have been a difference. But no, I think like using that and like just using the like parenting styles like around me, like I don't really surround myself around anyone who parents that I'm like, I would never like want to do it like that. So just kind of keeping things very similar. just, I mean, I say time again to everyone who tells me that they're like, oh, you already like parent like Michael and Bryce, this will be easy. And I'm like, y'all keep forgetting that it's from three and on that I know. Like, both newborn to three, I have never, like, never held a young baby, a newborn baby, never changed a diaper. I mean, I've bottle fed probably my sister a couple of times or whatnot. I don't even think I burped her because I knew she was going to spit up a little bit. And I was like, hell no. So I think the 0 to 3 is probably the most terrifying part. Once 3 comes, I'm ready. You're like, I got I'm this. Good. It's the newborn to 3 that terrifies me because it's not a situation that I've been around or familiar with that I think scares the living crap out of me.
It'll all come to you. And like I said, you'll have a plan and then nothing will go to plan, which is life. You know, like,
no, I love that.
But you'll figure it out along the way. Every baby is different. So like I said, it's hard to be like, okay, well, this is what I did.
Yeah.
Your baby might be like, fuck that. I'm not doing that. And you'll figure it out and you and Mike will adjust. And it is what it is. Like, you'll be fine. Baby needs food, place to sleep, and diapers. And that's it.
We were talking to people because you know how they say like your first baby is like the easiest, which makes you want another baby. And like your second baby is like the stressed out one.
Yeah, no shit.
Which one is this one? Like, is this first or is this second? Like, what kind of baby we gonna get?
Oh, yeah, because this is Mike's second baby.
That's what I'm saying.
Also, I never want to hear Mike be talking about the fact that I have two baby daddies because he got two baby mamas now.
Okay. Well, the other day.
So
I guess we're going to do this on a podcast. The other day, he was, you came over with the peeps and my mom had came over with milk because I wanted milk, but I didn't want to go to the store. And he's like, everyone's just bringing you gifts left and right. He's like, I'm the one who's knocking girls up left and right. I was like, two. You knocked up two, okay? This is not like a whole community event thing, okay? Two.
Yeah, like, what is he doing? He did his part. 3 minutes.
No, for real. I joke around all the time. I'm like, you talk to them all the time about Megan has two baby daddies. I'm like, you got two baby mamas, you whore.
Yeah, he got two baby mamas. That's right. I'm no longer the harlot of the family.
It kills me every single time. But yeah, when people were asking, they were like, is it going to be like an easy first baby or a difficult second baby? I was like, I don't fucking know what
it'll
it counts
be your first, it'll be your first baby because you didn't have a baby. Like, you had Michael, who was three, and then Bryce, who was...
But am I going to skip the whole easy part and go straight into difficultness? Like, or am I going to be granted the leniency? Like,
I think with your first baby, like, you're just so ready and everything's so new. It's like a surprise every single time. I think with your second baby, you know what's going to happen. So you kind of maybe dread it a little more.
I love that.
You're like optimistic with your first baby. You're like, this is going to be great. And you're opt-in. And then your second one, you're just like, ow. Oh, I don't know.
Too funny. Yeah, definitely just like nervous.
That's okay. It's normal. You will be fine. And then this time, you know, in 2 years, we'll be back on the podcast and you'll be going through it again and you'll be like, I was okay, crazy.
You need to stop manifesting things. What do you mean in 2 years?
When you have another baby.
Everyone keeps saying they're like, Megan manifested this baby for you. I need you to shut the fuck up.
I did. I really fucking did. Everyone thought I was crazy. And I was like, no, manifestation.
For all the time like, when you kept saying you're like, she. And then people were like, doesn't mean she's pregnant. I'm like, no.
I'm telling you, it is not a joke. I manifest everything.
Okay, so do not manifest shit for 2 years. Let me fucking figure shit out.
No, I put all my energy into this baby. I can manifest the lottery now.
Manifest is winning some money.
I know.
Getting a mansion, becoming like superstars or something.
I'm doing that. Anyway, that's today's episode, and we will see you in the next one.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.